Welcome to episode 16 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Okay, so this week's show is a little longer than usual and follows me as I walk around a local yacht marina with my good friend Will, one evening just after the sun has gone down. Twilight is a magical time of day, with rich colours and plenty of opportunity for the photographer, so it gives me the perfect chance to create some really striking new pictures for my portfolio and website. So let's get straight into it. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 16. So, we're at Port Solent. Will, we're going to go to the left here. I've got my friend Will Colston. We've established surnames properly here. It's 8 o'clock in the evening. I've been here just about from 6:30, something like that. Just make sure I don't spear this guy with his dogs. Hello there, with my tripod. And what we're doing here, for those that don't know, Port Solent on the south coast of the UK here is, it's sort of a, as many, it's a man-made area. It's an inland harbour. It's got some really nice motorboats, yachts and what have you here, and the sun started to go about 7 o'clock. We're going to just take this route to the left here. The sun was going sort of around about 7 o'clock. The sunset itself was lovely. The haze came across and it kind of had this Japanese sunset. We've all seen it in the movies, that sort of look to it, but I didn't want to get the shots that early in the evening. What I wanted to do, just going through this, you're right there Will, sure you don't catch yourself. I didn't want to get the sunset shots. If I did, I'd be facing the opposite direction to where I will be facing. What I want to do here is to get some shots that have still a bit of light in the sky. It's still just about blue, but I also want to be recording the lights that are in and around the harbour sort of area here. Now, people are wondering, who's Will? Will is a good man. Will is a good man. He's he's now embarrassed also. Will and I live essentially in the same village. We came into contact through Twitter. Will himself is a photographer and we share tips and coffee, basically. I said to Will, look, I'm going to do these shots. Do you want to come along? And, oh, there you go, some wildlife as well. Do you want to come along and just have a chat and see what we're doing and record some stuff on the podcast? The shots I'm doing here are for the website. I'm shooting new stuff. I've also got a few people that need to see these pictures as well, so they'll be sort of forwarded on in due course. But as I stand here, and again, I'm going to apologise, guys, if the wind is blowing into the mic here a little bit. I still haven't got around to getting the shield for my for my mic. What we've got now is just a bit of light in the sky. We've got all the lights from the restaurants, and there's some boulevard shops here. We've also got some floodlights, which are, I don't know what they are. Sort of, they're kind of somewhere between sort of halogen and sodium lights, but they're designed to light up the where all the boats are moored up. Where we're stood here, there's not a lot of detail with the boats in the foreground, but what I'm trying to do, and I'm going to leave my camera on the tripod, I'm just having a look around to see where I can get a good shot. Now, this is turning into more of a sort of a recce, because I was rather hoping that we'd have a lovely, beautiful, sunny evening, blue sky and all the rest of it. It was when I was here a few nights ago when I went to the cinema. It didn't happen today. I said to Will, do you want to come out and do these shots? And the moment I checked the BBC weather forecast after that, it said, you got rain forecasted for the rest of the week. So this is just a little wander around here. What I've got here in front of me then is some apartments. And I've got, for those that want to know what I'm set up on here, I've got my Manfrotto tripod, which is a 055B. If you listen to the Focus interviews, you'll know that I mentioned it in that. But I've got on here, I've got an 80-200 AFS nickel lens, which is actually mounted to the tripod head using, it's using the lens mount, which is actually attached to the lens. Such a heavy lens, such a heavy camera, you wouldn't want to put the strain on the lens mount by having that heavy lens hanging off the camera when it's mounted from the base. So what I'm doing here, I'm just looking straight ahead, and what I'm going to do, Will, I'm going to put this onto live view in a second. For those of you who don't know, the Nikon D3, and yes, there it is mentioned again, the D3 has a live view function which actually lets you see the scene in front of you. So what I've got here, it's looking pretty grainy because it's those birds really want to get in on the action, don't they? But as I say, I can set up the framing or what have you. It's not a brilliant shot, but all I'm trying to do tonight is just try and get an idea of potential shots when the weather is more as I want it. What I've got in mind is maybe being here a little bit earlier, when the light's a bit better. Here in the UK, the clock's changed. Yesterday went forward an hour, so we've got longer evenings, which is really nice. But in the back of my mind, I want to be focusing on buildings, which are obviously solid, but I want the boats in the foreground and around, if there is a bit of breeze, I want those to be recording as a slight blur. So with the longer exposures, as I've got it set here at the moment, I'm shooting at, actually I'm going to change that, it's on at f11 at the moment. I'm going to set that to let's go to f16. Now that, at ISO 200, and I can use the backlight function to see here, ISO 200, let's try a quick test shot. That's telling me 30 seconds at f16. So Will, how are you today? We've got to make our own conversation, because those of you that remember my, I think it was in the first podcast, when I was out in the snow and I was gibbering on as I was getting cold and doing the shots for the Fountain Jam book, which is coming along, but I'll tell you about that another time. What do you do when there's long exposures? So I've probably waffled along enough now, he says, hopefully. What these long exposures are allowing us to get is a bit more light in the ambient. So here we go, and Will's happy. So what we've got here, that's all right. We've got it set so that you've got the highlight flasher blinking away here. The focus is on the buildings, the apartments at the end, which have their lights, and of course those are recording as orange. What I'm going to do is just zoom in, and I can see, shooting at ISO 200, I can see all the detail in there. That's all nice and sharp. Using a tripod, you wouldn't want to do this handheld, of course. Let's just have a look. We've got the ripples on the water, which is really nice. I'm also going to have a look at the boats in the foreground. Oh, look, see that, Will? That's not a snake. That's where I haven't cleaned my sensor for a while. Guys, if you're going to be shooting long exposures, you're going to be shooting at f16, f22, something like, please clean your sensors, because it will make a difference. Do you know, there's not a lot of movement today. That's all right, isn't it? There's just a bit sort of the water is, because it's not tidal here, is it? Because it's shut off. There's a lock. We're stood by a lock. Okay, so we'll edit that bit out later. It's all right. But because there's not the tide, that the water is nice and it's just whatever the breeze is doing is how it's going to show movement. So you guys have probably seen pictures where there's rocks in the ocean and they're nice and crisp, but the water is kind of misty and hazy. I'm quite happy with that, Will. You know, that's a kind of good start. That the water's nicely smooth, got reflections there. That's not bad. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a little wander off, go further around. We've got the lights that are, as I say, lighting all the footpaths and stuff, and we're going to do some slightly closer shots in and around the yachts that are here, and see what we come up with. So we're just stopping by on the main footpath that's here, and I've just pointed out to Will, we've got these couple of racing yachts here, which are sailing boat racing yachts. It's a really nice shot, but at the moment there's not actually enough light. Now, yes, I could pull out a couple of flashes and throw some light in there and what have you, and that would probably look all right and look nice. It would pick up some really nice reflections, but tonight, that's not what I want to be doing. But just along from here, we've got 1, 2, 3 yachts sort of moored up together, and they're actually right sort of, let's see, how far would you say that is, Will, from the edge of the path there to the boat there? That's 3 or 4 meters. About 3 or 4 meters, yeah. So the light, we've got these street lights here throwing this light across. So what I'm going to do is just, I'm going to set my tripod up, little a little bit away back. Will, can I? Will's carrying my kit for me tonight, a star. What I'm going to do is pop it on the floor here. Thank you. And, oh yeah, for those that are wanting to know, this is a Lowepro Mini Trekker AW. It's one of the old ones. Again, does the job. I'm not changing it. it's a bit battered around the edges. I don't mind. But in that tonight, I've got about four or five lenses. I've got the 80 to 200. I've got the 24 to 85. But also, what I'm going to do is I'm going to check. I might be able to get away with this. Thanks, Will. Yeah, can you take that? And there's the cap for that. And it's very handy having someone to carry your kit around. It's rather nice. So what I've got here is, this may not work, but we'll see. I've got a 50mm, this is the 50mm 1.8, which is, it's kind of the, you guys know, obviously I'm a Nikon shooter. This is kind of the poor relation. They do a 1.4, which is about sort of four times the amount of money. But this is a lovely sharp lens. It's not expensive, but it just does the job. I'm just going to line up that. I'm just going to walk across. Sorry, Will, do you want to whack that? There's a lens cap in there somewhere. There we go. Lovely. Thank you. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to line this up and see what this looks like. The boats are actually facing away from me. And what I'm going to do is try and watch where I go. I don't want to go in the water. That's kind of nice. Yeah, I've just lined up a shot. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back to the tripod. And we are now, if I can see, of course, because it's darker, I've sort of got the light facing, so everything is a bit darker behind. I'm now mounting the camera directly onto the tripod bush here. No filters, nothing like that. I did actually pack a polarizer in the bag earlier this evening, just in case I did get to do any shots while it was lighter, because of course with the polarizer you can play around with the reflections, just how much you want to show or not, but it also means that you get to get some really rich skies in there. So not using that now. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to have a look at, I don't really want the path in here, but there's one boat that's right there. I hate to say it, but I might take this and then Photoshop out the path. I'm not a big fan of, you guys know that I'm not a big fan of Photoshop, but what I do want to do is get this all the reflection of this boat in. Now, it's lovely, isn't it? And this is what I was saying to you as we were walking along earlier, Will, is that this light, people would look at this and you think, oh, it's a really sort of, you know, it's going to be a long exposure, it's not enough light, it's dark and all the rest of it. We've got this lovely, where the sun has set in the west here, we've got this kind of afterglow directly opposite behind all the apartments that are here. We've got, if you guys can hear, there's traffic up on Portsdown Hill. You'll remember I've done some recordings from there in the past. But the light, there's more light than you might think, and you can play around with your exposure compensation for that, and that will actually give you brighter pictures than you might imagine. So I'm just going to have a quick go at this shot. It's not ideal, but I'm going to try it, because any shot is better than no shot, and we're only doing sort of recce images today. What I'm going to do is focus just about a third into the frame. The boats are kind of going diagonally away, so I'm just lining up. That's f16. I don't actually want f16, because with the movement I want the boats to be sort of more steady. So what we're going to do is shoot at, I'm going to put the ISO up, we're on ISO 200 at the moment, I'm going to put that up to ISO 640, which gives me at f1.8 is giving me half a second, which should, because the wind's not too bad at the moment, should work. I'm going to put it on self timer though. There we go, which is a 2 second self timer. So I'm going to lock the focus there, press step away. It's going to be a quicker, there we go, that's much better. Oh, there we go. Oh, wow. Okay, that's so that's actually surprised me. So,
oh,
that's
wow.
Nice, eh?
Oh, really.
So if I look at that, that was such a short, do you know what, I couldn't have lit that better if I had a load of speed lights. Because sometimes, you know, it's very tempting to get flashes out and what have you. But that, half a second, that's sharp. I mean, we're zooming right in here. And the sky is lovely. We've let that, you can see how the buildings in the background are kind of dropping out of focus a bit. We've got that, like you say, you've got that sort of afterglow in the sky there.
And the reflections
are lovely, aren't they? There we are. That is, I think, what they call a keeper. That's nice.
This is a prime lens.
For those of you that don't know what we mean when we say prime lens, a prime lens is one where you don't actually vary the focus. So you've got a zoom, which is something like a 24 to 85. Then you've got a prime lens, which in this case is a 50mm 1.4. So yeah, so we're in the bag at the moment. I've got my 24 to 85. I've got a 10 to 20 wide angle. But I've also got two prime lenses. I've got a 50mm and I've got a 35mm, which is... It's a lovely, lovely lens. The only trouble is shooting on the D3, because the D3, and we're going to get technical here, because the D3 is an FX format sensor and the 35 was designed for DX, you get a slight vignette. It's only very slight, so you either want to make sure that that's an area that you crop out, or you just say, hey, hell with it, we'll keep it in, and you get a nice vignette. Yeah. The argument for prime lenses is that because you're not playing around with moving glass around, there's not the space, they are a crisper, you get better crisper pictures. So as a result, prime lenses often come with a higher price tag, but they don't always have to be that. This is a lovely sharp lens. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play devil's advocate here. I'm going to try and take a shot of that one, the one that I said I wasn't going to do. It's, I mean, now I'm looking at them, I'm thinking that's properly too dark, but I'm going to make sure. Yeah, well, see, this is the thing. Would I rather just walk away and not have the shot, or do I, for the sake of a few pixels, just take it? Because frankly, you know, it's not, you know, it doesn't cost anything. I've paid for the camera, I've paid for the compact flashcards. It's worth having a go, I think. So what I'm going to do is just raise the camera up slightly. You've still got the reflections there. Got two boats moored alongside in the distance, and along the left hand side I've got another yacht on its own. That is going to be fine. Oh, hunting around for focus. Some people go straight to manual focus here. I'm quite happy to just keep on the autofocus. I'm just going to stop for a second. Some people just walking by. Let them carry on, guys. You're all right. No worries. As long as you don't push me in, we're right. Cheers. So yeah, so we're shooting on autofocus still, which is, if you hear it whirring around a bit, it's hunting a bit, but that's okay. It's kind of to be expected. I'm going to shoot, now we're on 640 and it's saying low, so that's going to be at least about sort of 4 seconds. We'll try it and see. Step away from the camera. That's still going to be about the same. It's like a summer's evening. It's like the last, it's like the last light of the
really
evening,
nice.
Isn't it? The reflection in the water in the foreground. I mean, to look at that, Will. That's
I can't believe, if we'd started an hour and a half ago to try and get that light in the sky.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have got that.
You wouldn't, because it would have still been too bright. And of course, with that comes the contrast issue.
Yeah.
And the haze.
Yeah.
As we were saying earlier, there's this haze cutting across. So if I zoom into that. That's well, I try. Cheers. And I mean, those just reflections are lovely. I mean, that I've just zoomed right in as an abstract shot.
Yeah.
That's not the focus point,
yeah.
But it's a nice, you know. What I'm going to do is just because I can, really, I'm going to just up the ISO, because as we know, it doesn't show much noise. We're just going to push this right up. We're going to look at. Hang on, see what we've got. Okay. Have you ever seen any shots out of this camera, Will, that are shot at ISO 3200 in this sort of light? You're just about to. We're just going to lock that up. There we go. And same again. And that's a much quicker exposure. I just wanted to see, so we can actually see the difference between those two. But you see how the sea has darkened, the water has darkened down, because
yeah.
There's not the same amount of ambient. But if we, although that other one's sharp, if we look at the focus point now, there's not a lot of difference in it, you know. I don't think there's a lot of difference in that. I'm not convinced that was actually in focus, you know. You might have seen I moved that picture off the LCD pretty sharpish there. But let's just try one more. this is always the problem, guys. You know, if you're going to let the camera do its thing, the focus, then you're just going to have to trust it. It's so dark, I can't actually see properly to focus manually, but let's have another go. As I say, it hasn't cost me anything to have another go, so focus is about a third of the way in, and that's much sharper. But you can see there's more grain on there, which I can always run the picture through a noise reduction thing software after the event. But if it's on the website, for example, I mean, this is a 3-inch screen. It's going to be bigger than that on there, but that's not going to be a problem. But that then has given me two options. I still like the first one, frankly. And also, there's less noise to it, and there's more colour in there.
This just looks like glass.
It's lovely, isn't it?
The water and stuff. The reflections are just so clear.
It's lovely.
Brilliant.
Good stuff. Now, because the focus is in there, I mean, I could reframe and what have you, but that will hold if I take a crop into there. So there we are. There's another one in the bag. Let's carry on walking and see what we can find. We did actually have the Harbour Master, as Will pointed out to me, had the Harbour Master watching our every move just now. So we're just kind of keeping our wits about us. But let's move on and have a look and see what else we find. So we're just walking up some steps here, and we've got two of the restaurants that are over the way in front of us. We're actually walking through the boatyard bit. We've got these lovely street lamps as well. We've got a couple of boats up on stands and what have you. I'm not gonna sort of go around the boats here, because I don't think that really would be appreciated. But what I really want to do is try to record the lovely neon lights of these buildings that are here. Whether this is why it's always worth having a walk around first in the light, because one thing I actually didn't look at this area, Will, before you arrived when you met me here. What we've got here basically is a lovely signage and what have you, but we've got a car park now with waste bins, like wheelie bins and all this sort of thing, so that's not going to work. But what I am going to do, Will's just, that is a, you know, I wouldn't have picked that. Right, okay, come on then, sir, let's have a go. Yeah, I reckon we're gonna have to go back down those steps, or tell you what, why don't we just do it from up here, get a higher vantage.
Cool. Yeah,
should we try that? What we've got in front of us here is you've got actually, I'm just gonna talk to these people. Excuse me, guys. So, hi there, we're just gonna take some pictures. You won't be in the shots though, okay? So if you wonder what we're doing, we're just photographing the pontoons here. All right, okay, cheers. It's always worth, oh yeah, thank you, it's a wooden stump here. It's always worth, you know, if you do see people and you reckon, you know, fair enough, bloke walking around with a beanie and a, talking to himself. Yeah, we all, well, you do it as well, I'm sure, yeah, don't say you don't. So, yeah, it's always worth just making your presence known, because you don't want to upset anyone, and the last thing you want is, you know, people taking offence. You don't know what, you know, you just don't want to upset anyone, basically. So what we're going to do is extend the tripod legs again. And I'm actually stood on grass here. We're actually on this, on a bank here. Are you going to claim ownership of this shot if it works out? I shall credit you at least for it. Yeah. So, okay, well, I'll tell you what, I want to go, what have we got in the foreground here? I want to go a bit wider than the 50, actually, Will. So yep. If I can get the 35, I think, because of the crop that's on the difference between the FX and the DX lenses, it's not going to be as wide as I want. So semi-reluctantly, I'm going to go for, I mean, the 10 is going to be super wide. That's going to be too wide. I'm going to try the 20. Ah, there you go. I'll tell you what, Will. Will has produced, see, one of the things I don't tell you about BlackBerry is that they're awfully good torches as well. So, but somewhere in here, it's as if I've done this before. Somewhere, I can't tell you what pocket it's in.
Got a real torch?
A real LED torch, which is super bright. You know, oh, yeah. There we are. So, again, you know, bright lights going sort of around in the dark. You want to be careful what you're doing. So, I've got my 24 to 85. What I'm going to do is just switch over. I've got to make sure the camera's switched off. It's always a good idea. There you go. Well, if you could take that one. Lovely. Thank you. And I'll give you the, just whack the cap over the end there. And find the little white dot. There we are. So what I'm going to do, there we go, let's just line this up. So we've got 24 to 85 now. That is a really nice shot, you know, Will. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to pull back slightly and I'm going to keep this a bit wider. So, you know, it's one of those things, the people that are actually sat in front of us here, they do kind of get in the way, but you actually don't see, you don't see their identity, so there's no real issue there. That said, I have said I'm not going to put them in the picture, so we'll crop them as much as we can. Their heads, unfortunately, are still just in there. But what I'm going to do is trying very carefully, I'm just shielding all the light around from the viewfinder because I want to see how much I can get in here. Okay, I'm going to move the camera up slightly. I'm actually going to move the camera rather than just angling it upwards. We're going to move the camera vertically on the upright. So let's have a look here, see how that's looking. Trying to get all the masts in of the boats. There we go. You're right down there, Will. Putting all the kit away. Car. There we are. I can't afford to pay you, you know. Doing such a good job. So, okay, we've still got ISO 3200. What I'm going to do is, that's telling me that's because of the zoom, we're actually having to shoot at f3 now. So I'm going to leave it at 3200, see what this does. And because it's starting to get a little bit darker and what have you, I'm just going to put the self timer onto 5 second delay, because just in case there's a bit more movement because of the grass that I'm stood on, I want to give it a fair chance. Okay, that's near enough there. That's as straight as I can make it. Focus about, where are we? Not quite a third into the frame. We'll focus almost, not on the foreground, but near enough. There's the shot. We'll step back from that. And any moment now. Ah, there we go. Wow. Cranky. Blimey. That's, do you know, looking at that, you would never think there was that much colour in the sky. And it's not that these shots are being influenced by the man-made lights. They're not throwing a cast on there. That's just the existing light that's in there. Bear in mind that these modern cameras kind of, they see more than we can a lot of the time. Now, I'm going to zoom in. Our focus is on that boat on to the left there. That's, do you know, that looks like it's just a daylight shot, doesn't it, in there? That was 3,200. And you can see, when you look in the sky, you've got, you know, and you can see there's a bit of movement in there, and is that stars already in there? Yeah, just drop that.
You can't see that star with your naked eye.
No, you can't. And it's, that must be one of the first then, because, oh yeah, there's, yeah, they're just starting to come out. So that, as I say, if I went any slower on the shutter speed, that's going to start to have a lot of movement in there. So that's all right, isn't it? And so that the highlights are flashing a bit, but then
all done in camera.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the thing. It's people often, as you rightly pointed out, you know, people sort of say, oh yeah, Photoshop's a wonderful thing. Well, why spend time? For me personally, if I've got to spend hours in front of the computer, that's time I'm not being productive. That's like other shots that I could be off shooting. So while I'm here, that, and you know, this row of lights along this pontoon is, maybe we'll try and arrange a shoot another day where we'll get a couple of models in here and try and do some stuff with, we don't, you know, necessarily have to be on the boats, but I do have access actually to, I know one of the boats around here, so if it happened to be one, that'd be brilliant. We could try and get some nighttime shots like that. But what I'm going to do just while I'm here is just zoom right in, and we're just going to crop out all the foreground stuff. Oh yeah, well spotted. This car's got its full beams on. Now what we're going to do is, if we stand still, we're going to have our shadows showing. So what we'll do, Will, if you stand over to one side, what I'm going to do is, I'll follow you in a second, but I'm just going to, is he moving now? Oh, there he, those actually are just adding a bit more light to the shot, actually, if I was to do this now. Oh no, he's moved. Okay.
I thought he was coming to talk
to you. Yeah, I know, I wouldn't be surprised. So, can I focus in there? Press that, step away. And here we go. That's a pretty quick exposure. There we are. Yeah, so that just, again, it's just another shot. We could have cropped in, of course, but there, you're better off to have an original shot. That's nice and sharp.
How did you set that shot up?
that shot there is literally just zooming in. So as we look at this here, we've got that crop. The wider shot is right here, so it's right zoomed in, but it's a darker shot because I've let the camera just be influenced by the brightness of those foot level lights, which has darkened the whole shot down. But it's just
nice. So it's only exposing for the light.
It's only exposing for light, and the ambient light that's still here is just picking out the boats that's around here. It's nice, isn't it? Yeah. So that's another one. So we'll head off. We'll get one more shot somewhere on our way, and then I think we'll sort of call it quits there. Let's go and find this next one. So we're at our sort of, I've said last shot. We'll see how this sort of turns out, because it's clearly, Will, we've kind of underestimated the potential of this, because I haven't been back here for, I mean, I visited here just, you know, socially, but I haven't been here taking pictures for a long, long time. And one of my first sort of proper shots that I told myself I was going to take, I think I must have been about 14 or something, and just the other side of there's a little sort of walkway down to a pontoon here, just the other side of that, I had my Pentax ME Super, and was it? Yeah, it was either that, or I'd either advanced from that to a Z1P, which is an autofocus, and it was around this sort of time at night, and I was out for a meal with my parents, and of course I progressed from taking my teddy bear with me everywhere to taking a camera, and I thought, right, this is pretty dark here, I'm going to light it up. So I just had a little sort of Cobra flashlight and just went, and there was the light. And it went about 6 foot and then drops off. And it was murky and there was nothing else here. So this is why I'm so keen on on keeping the natural light if we can, because it's a big area to light up. But what we've got here, I've dropped the tripod down a little bit to it's kind of about chest height, just to get a slightly lower perspective. And the reason for that is, I was just saying to Will as we walked up to here, in front of us we have four or five restaurants in sort of the furthest distance, with the neon lights and everything. Got boats in the foreground, but we've also got the path here. Now I want to get the whole bank of these, and there's also some apartments. I want to get the whole bank of these buildings as well as the foreground. But to do that, I'm going to have the path showing. By coming down a bit lower, I'm kind of not looking so much down on that. And it's just kind of creating, you know, a lot of people just always take their pictures from standing height, and so their pictures always look like they were taken at standing height. Don't be afraid to drop down to the floor, or if you've got a step ladder or anything like that, you know. As I say, the last shot we did, we were on a grass bank. It just gave us, probably, just looking back there, probably about, what, 10 foot maybe extra height, something like that. It does make a difference. So I'm just having a look here, and I can get, let's see, I'm just going to... I'm still going to sort of zoom, sort of crop in a little bit, because I don't want all of the restaurants. And speaking of which, you can probably hear the music in the background, and such a lovely night. It's like being abroad, and I just haven't got my shorts on, which is probably a good thing. yeah, after you, I've got my camera. Of course, we now know that with the long exposures, you wouldn't record anyway, so that's a sneaky one. But what we're going to do, I mean, this is still set at ISO 3200, and we are looking at, on this lens, f3. This is, again, the 24-25. And, yeah, I mean, there's to look at, the blueness in the sky has kind of been replaced by the kind of warm glow of, like, there's the A27 motorway goes past here. So we've kind of got the sodium orange lights throwing the light up there. So we'll see. Because of that exposure time again, we're going to see, we want to keep the boat sharp. I'm going to keep it, and that's telling me now, it's telling me a tenth of a second. So again, we'll just press the button, step back 5 seconds, and then pretty quick exposure. So that again is, I mean, that's looking much more like nighttime now. So there's no, it's kind of sludgy, but it's kind of nice colours. You know, it's neither of us are jumping up and down with joy. So the histogram on there is, where are we, if you can remember? There we are. So it's kind of biased all the way over to the left. Let's have a look. Let's get my flashy bits up. You've got one or two highlights here where the neon is. If I was to actually zoom in on, And as I say, that's kind of more out of focus in the background because we're using F3, not something like F16. Yeah. You can't actually see the, what have we got here? We've got a pizza place and a restaurant. You can't actually see the name. It's just like a glow. But the focus is on this boat in the foreground, which when we zoom in, that's nice and sharp. You know, we're lucky there's not the breeze really tonight. Yeah. But as I was saying to you before, what I'm going to do is just zoom in a little bit now, just a bit closer. And I'm actually going to crop off the boat a little bit, and I'm going to move the focus sensor across. People that have tried to use their focus sensors, and of course they have like tens of sensors now in these cameras, you're kind of wondering why the focus doesn't seem to lock on so readily from the outer ones as opposed to the middle ones. The outer focus sensors are not quite as they're not quite as good as the middle ones. But as long as you're happy that it's locking on and what have you, I don't see a problem with that. They're there to be used. So what we're going to do is just use one of the ones off to the side here. And this one is just about, let's have a look. There we go. It's just about sort of middle left as I look here. Got the boat just cutting in. There's reflections in the water. Budding in the background. We'll lock the focus. 10th of a second. F4. ISO 3200. 5 second delay. And that is going to be quite quick. There we are. So again, it's looking like a nighttime shot. Yeah. In many ways, I prefer that to the first one. Yeah. I'd almost want to have, because it's still a relatively fast shutter speed, I could have people walking in the foreground, just have a bit of movement in there. So if I was shooting this for, like you say, for a brochure or something, I'd want to have a couple of people walking in the foreground just to create a sense of scale and what have you. What I'm going to do is, that is pretty dark as it were anyway, but as we look at the histogram, it's so far over to the left, there's virtually no highlights. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to take my chances, I'm going to whack the ISO right down, and we're going to take it down to ISO 800. That gives us, do you know what, why not? Let's take it all the way down to 200. No harm in trying. That's telling me that 1.6, 1.3 seconds at F4. Bit of a delay, step away. The boat's not actually moving now. So, there we go, it's just that much. Let's see what we've got here. Not a lot of difference with it. There's not really a lot of difference in the exposure. What I'm going to do though is, let me just check. I've got ISO, we're ISO set up here. I'm going to put the exposure compensation in here at sort of an extra stop. See what that does. 3 seconds. Again, step away from the camera. Give it a second. Or three. There you go. There we are. So that's kind of really light. The difference, what we're getting here, guys, is the boat in the foreground is lighter because you've got the restaurant here where the music's coming from, got light pouring over from that as well as street lights. But what it's now doing is giving us that nice glow in the background. Now, I'm going to check. And this is a great thing. You can always check these, your exposures. That's still looking pretty sharp. I can't see. It's nice, isn't it? Yeah. Because you haven't got the grain, you haven't got the noise of the, you know, of the higher ISO. So what I'm going to do is just, again, we can look at your histogram here. Where are we? Too many buttons. There we are. So it's starting to push to the right. And guys, you'll remember that I've talked about this in the past. You always want to try and push your histogram as far right as you can without blowing the highlights. So that gives us, that's, one stop compensation there. We're just going to jump straight up to 200, which is now going to be, as we look at these highlights, they're going to blow just that much, a little bit more, but that's now giving me 5 seconds. So let's step away from the camera again. So 5 second exposure, still at F4, but we're going to start to see more detail in the sky and in the buildings in the background, aside from the restaurants. There we are. So the boat hasn't blown out, but all of a sudden it's like someone's turning a light on and off in all the buildings here. That's all. I actually quite like that because it's kind of slightly out of focus in the background, and it's nice. But the important thing is what the subject's doing. That's still, that's razor sharp, isn't it?
Excellent.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yep.
There we are.
Well done.
So there we go. And in a visual sense, people talk about the rule of thirds and composition. What we're doing here is, you know, the boat that we've got here has actually got an inflatable boat sort of attached, I think, or it's just moored alongside, which is at a funny angle. It's not really doing anything for the picture. There's no reason why you shouldn't crop into a shot. So what this is doing, the boat on the left-hand side here is pointing the viewer into the frame. It's almost into the centre of the picture. And then you've got all the other masts and buildings and stuff in the background. And yeah, it just frames the shot nicely. So what I will do is take a look at that later on the computer. Might want a slight bit of colour correction just to take out the murkiness a bit in the white. But that said, one thing I also have to bear in mind, that the screens are kind of and yours is probably the same, Will's a Nikon shooter as well. Certainly with my Nikon cameras, all the Nikon cameras I've ever had, the screens have a very slight blue coldness to them. So I know that where that's looking a bit warm now, it's going to look just that bit warmer in post-production. So I think we should probably sort of leave it there, maybe go and get a drink or something, warm up and have a look at these pictures and talk on about and what we've been doing. So
sounds good to me.
Yeah, lovely. Will, thanks very much for coming along.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And for pointing out some of these shots that I, you know, I'm not perfect, I would have missed them. So there you go, guys. Hopefully that's given you some useful information. And yeah, we'll team up, Will and I, again, and we'll have another wander another day to pick out another location scout.
I think both Will and I were surprised at just how strong a number of those pictures turned out, so it was definitely worth taking the time to go for a walk that evening, and as the long warm summer evenings get ever closer, I can't wait to do more of the same. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter, at Giles Babbage. You can check out my Facebook page, Giles Babbage Photography, or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.